Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Marijn or Captain Kane.
And I'm Sam or Brace Boy, and this is episode
49.
Yes, indeed.
And we have a little party, not because it's a special occasion.
No, but it's a very big bag of crisps.
Yes.
It's a party bag.
Yes. We have here Santa Maria. Santa Maria crispy corn tortilla chips.
Sounds
with the flavored chili.
Yeah. And there are big dry chilies on the packaging. It's a big packaging, so the chilies are extra big.
Yeah, and there's some dip. Yogurt, I think some yogurt dip.
Maybe sour cream, you couldn't see.
Sour cream, yeah. Yeah. Maybe to reduce the heat from the chilies.
Yeah. With a little bit of a green substance in there, I think it isn't mold, it's probably cilantro.
I guess so.
Or just coriander. I would just name it coriander.
It's a big red... it's a big red bag.
Yeah.
Maybe because chili.
Yeah.
And the fiery chili.
Yes.
And I'm very curious.
Yeah. Should we already say that we have some salsa ready, or is this a surprise and should I edit it out now?
Well, I said it was a little party.
Yeah. So we have
because we have crisps and we have a little salsa.
Yeah. So this is homemade salsa by me. I can put. Am I going to take the effort to put the
is it a secret? Is it a family secret,
no,
this recipe?
No, it's just quite easy. It's just you blanch some tomatoes and some red chilies together for like 15 minutes in water. You cool them for like 15 minutes again. You drain them of all the excess water and you make sure that they are kind of dry, but you don't have to like dry them. Then you throw them in a food presser with some garlic and just make sure that they are ground down completely, and then you just cook them in with a couple of chopped onions and maybe a little chopped bell pepper. In a little pan, you just make sure that it is not too liquid and that it has the consistency that you can put it on a crisp.
Yeah, that's salsa-like.
That it's salsa-like.
Yeah.
And I like to add a little lime juice, sugar.
Ooh, sounds good.
And like 2 teaspoons of coriander powder.
Okay.
Ground coriander
seeds. I'm both...
cumin seeds, cumin.
I'm curious about the crisps,
yeah.
And I'm curious about your salsa, so let's dig in.
Yes, let's go.
Okay, the smell is already quite spicy.
Ooh la la, Santa Maria.
Are you going to say that all this episode?
Ooh la la, Santa Maria. Maybe. You can't hold me, motherfucker.
Well, I'm going to dig in.
Do that.
And I'm going to hand them over to you.
Yes, man. Yeah, I smell the spice.
Yeah.
Let's first try them out natural, without salsa.
They're not overly spicy. You do taste the spices.
Yeah.
But they're not burning in your mouth.
No, no, indeed.
And they have a bit of a salty aftertaste.
But I like these quite... The crunch is good. Flavor is good.
I'm going to try them out with the salsa.
Salsa just makes it better.
Now we're talking. Yes, I think these are better with some sort of salsa. Or sour cream dip or whatever.
Might I say most crisps are probably better with a dip. My girlfriend tried out those horrible garlic crisps we had a couple of weeks ago. And then she dipped them in yogurt. And then they became quite good, actually.
Wow.
They actually became...
Should we retry them with some yogurt?
Yeah, fine. Are you paying to go to Bratislava to
buy
them?
Oh, yeah, damn. No. But for the roundup, I'm... going to taste one without the salsa.
Yeah, me too.
Again? Yeah. I like them.
Yeah.
I like them better than Doritos.
Yeah. Yeah, although...
Because they are less salty.
Yeah, but Doritos has so many different flavors that then it's...
Yeah, the regular Doritos.
Yeah, then this is yeah. Better.
This is better.
They well,
I also like them better than the chili flavored Doritos, the black ones that are in the black bag, you know?
Oh, from which you get a blue tongue?
Well,
those? Not those.
The sweet chili ones that are...
Yeah.
In the black... Bag, I
yeah.
Think. These are better than those.
Yeah, and but I think these are better in a dish. If you're going to make nachos or are yeah. going to eat them with chili
con carne
yeah, or sin carne, doesn't matter. But I think they are better in a dish.
Yeah.
But still, they're good. I would... smell.
Now, what you said, a little bit of chili.
Yeah.
Flavor, you taste a little bit more of the chili, but not
yeah.
not an exceptional amount.
No, they are pretty low on the Scoville scale. And then crunch. I think they have a good crunch.
Yeah, but you expect that from
yeah.
the Chris.
Okay, that's true.
It isn't an... It's what you expect. It isn't exceptional, amazing crunch.
Okay.
For a tortilla.
So, yeah, I was thinking 3 bags.
Yeah.
It's totally fine, but not too special.
Yeah. The thing is with these crisps is that if you buy a bag, this is a very large bag.
Yes.
There's like...
yeah, it's almost half a kilo.
Almost half a kilo. Why are you like going for like 475 grams?
Yeah, I don't know.
475 grams. And then be like, yeah, no, we can do like the 25 grams more for half a kilo. Because we're cheapskates.
I don't know.
Of course there's air in the bag because... That's good for the crisp.
Maybe it's because there are lots of recipes with nacho or tortilla chips where you need half a kilo of tortilla chips and
yeah.
then this bag doesn't do it.
No.
So you need to buy 2 bags of this.
yes, maybe. Maybe you should. Yeah, but I think that if you sell a bag this large, you know that people are gonna... Yeah, this is actually just you buy this for a party and then probably you're making a dip or you're buying
mm-hmm.
a dip or maybe you're throwing them in the oven with some cheese and you're making nachos. You know, you're
oh, that would be great.
That would be
oh,
great.
Now I feel like nachos.
Yeah. You can't though because you have a diet now since last episode. Marijn, you have finished your crisps. But you aren't finished with talking about tortilla crisps because you have prepared
oh, no.
a beautiful trivia again. Please
I do.
Enlighten us.
Because have you ever been in a grocery store where you were looking for tortilla chips?
Yeah.
And found nacho chips?
Yes. I think everybody has.
It happens.
It happens indeed.
What is the difference between tortilla chips and nacho chips? I have tried to find it out. I found... it's actually a Dutch television program.
Okay.
Keuringsdienst van Waarde.
Yeah. That is, I've seen that program. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there they went on a quest to find out what the difference is.
And?
Well... the crisps we just tried are probably made from... tortillas.
You mean...
The flat pancakes made from corn flour.
That you use to make burritos
yeah.
or fajitas or
yes.
whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are cut into triangles.
Sounds
and
reasonable.
Then they are fried. And those are tortilla chips.
Yeah.
Nachos
yeah.
are actually the same.
Yes, but...
The nacho... Not, it becomes nachos...
Yeah.
If you use it in a dish with melted cheese, with guacamole, with sour cream, with jalapenos.
With the whole shebang.
Yes.
The onions, everything the on beans.
It. And then it's nachos.
Then it's
and nachos are American. They invent, the Americans it's invented. Yes.
Probably, yes. Yeah, okay. Interesting. Very interesting trivia.
And another thing I found out watching that show, if you want the real
tortilla
chips,
yes.
It's made of corn. Not corn flour, but just regular corn. And people can process corn.
No.
So the corn from the cob is, I believe, boiled or put into hot water with limestone. Okay. Because the limestone helps break down the skin
of the coil, of the corn.
Yes, and after they have been in the limestone bath, they are taken out and processed into corn chips, which are called totopos.
That's interesting.
I found it very interesting as well. I never knew this, but the totopos are only made in South America.
Yeah.
You can find them. Well, maybe if there's a special store where you can find them, but
not in a regular grocery store.
Here we just have tortilla chips made from corn flour.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much for this trivia fact. And shall we just go on to the next subject?
I think that's very interesting because I've heard you talk about some things.
Yeah.
Let's just start at the beginning.
Yes.
Disney.
Wait, should we do
a little bumper?
Yeah.
Disney has started its own viewing platform.
Yeah, it's Disney streaming, Plus. Streaming platform.
Yeah, streaming platform.
And we in the Netherlands, we already had access, free access since October. And then they didn't have everything yet on there. But now since the 12th of November, it's been online. It has been released publicly. Mm-hmm. And you now have to pay like €7 a month, which is cheaper than Netflix, to be honest. That's just what it is. And they have a lot of stuff. They have everything. But you have heard of something.
Star Wars is now in the Disney franchise. Yeah, and
you can watch all the Star Warses.
Yeah. And of course, Disney wants to milk that cow until the last drop.
Yeah, of course.
So what they have come up with is a series. I believe it's a series about Boba Fett, and it's called The Mandalorian, and as far as I know, it's about Boba Fett. I haven't seen it, but I've heard that you have seen the first episode.
I've seen the first episode, and in the first episode, it's indeed about a figure that could be Boba Fett. But the thing with Mandalorians is, and you could look this up at the Star Wars Wikipedia pages and everything.
And all, Star Wars lore and stuff. And Star Wars lore,
is that Mandalorians are a race of human-like peoples that never take their helmets off. That's their beliefs. There's something in their belief system. I didn't look it too much into it. But they don't take their helmets off. So I don't know if it's the Boba Fett from the original Star Wars. I don't know.
But he has a helm?
But they all have helms like that. And he doesn't have... His coat is a little different. I mean, he can take his coat off to take an armor.
Uh-huh.
And he has like... I don't know. Maybe it's Boba Fett, but what the thing is that Mandalorians, from their religious system, they always turn out to be either bounty hunters or warriors. So he is a bounty hunter, and Boba Fett is a bounty hunter, but almost all Mandalorians are bounty hunters. So that doesn't narrow it down.
Okay, but you've seen the first episode, and you don't know if you've seen Boba Fett.
No.
But did you like it?
It's a good series. It's a good first episode. It's made by Jon Favreau. I think a lot of people know that name. That's the director, and he's the director of a lot of good films. Like one of my favorite films, Chef, and
Isn't he also in the Iron Man movies as the one of the?
And he directed the Iron Man movies as well. At least the ones that he's in.
Okay.
So he's quite a big guy. He even he appears in the Avengers. He's just a great guy, I think. And he has written the script as well for this series. And what happens in the series is you follow this Mandalorian. We don't know his name yet in the first episode. And he is a bounty hunter Mandalorian, like I said before. And he gets... they don't really tell you in what time period of the Star Wars universe we're talking about.
Okay, but so we don't know if it's in the span of the episode 1, 2, and 3. So yeah. The young Anakin.
Yeah, but I believe from what I've seen in the first episode that he on a certain point, if early in the movie, he gets paid. And then they offer him payment in the current from the Empire, and then he says those aren't worth anything anymore. So I believe.
Okay, so it's probably after Return of Jedi.
It's probably after the Return of the Jedi, and I don't know if this then. So I don't know where Boba Fett. What happens with Boba Fett in Return of the Jedi?
Yeah, well, he is. He falls quite stupidly into the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah.
And is eaten by the monster in it.
Yeah, so this might not be Boba Fett then. This might just be another Mandalorian.
Yeah, what I have heard before the series came out that Boba Fett might have escaped.
Yeah, I even brought back Darth Maul in the animated series because they found him an amazing character. And
because
that's,
if you get chopped into half and get replaced by a robot, you can still live on.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, your legs only are replaced by a robot, I think. But I don't know. But the thing is...
And your intestines and your poop hole.
Yeah, but that also happened to Darth Vader, so we know that that's possible in the Star Wars universe.
Darth Vader only lost a leg. His both his legs
and his arms, and, right?
Yeah,
he got some nasty burns. Yeah, though.
Okay, that is true. But he still had his entire torso.
Yeah. Okay, but then you still need another.
Okay. But
okay. Never mind. Not too much about
just
Darth
cure
Vader
in a Bacta tank.
Yeah. the thing is. And I don't know, maybe I should say spoiler alert right now. And if you don't want to hear more about this, then just...
throw your PC or whatever device you're listening on.
Yeah, just
throw it out of the window now.
We see you next episode. Thank you for listening to this far. But what happens in the episode, he get on a certain point, he wants a new contract to get a new bounty. And then I'm not going to spoil everything, but what happens is that he's led to a certain space.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some stormtroopers waiting, but not a lot of storm. And those stormtroopers don't look that as if they are in the best of shape. They have had a rough time. I mean, stormtroopers are normally in a beautiful, pristine white uniform, and these are... These uniforms have seen better days. And then there's this guy that has wearing the uniform of one of the Imperial commanders, like the gray uniform. We have seen it in all the old Star Wars.
Yeah, like Grand Moff Tarkin I believe.
Yeah, a little bit like that. It's not exactly the same, but it reminds you of one of those. And then this guy tells the Mandalorian to look for a person And he can only give a tracker that gives you the location of the person and can give you and can give him the age of the person. And do you want to know the age of the person? Are you interested?
I am interested. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
again,
come on.
Again, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
This person that has to be... and they say, we rather want this person alive than dead, but if you can only manage to confirm the kill and kill this person, that is a possibility, because they say it's hard times and blah, blah, and this is a hard person to find. This person is 50 years old. 50.
Okay.
And that's everything I'm gonna tell you.
Okay. So I should just watch.
You should just watch, because it's...
Okay.
It's also... There are some great scenes in it, because then after that there's a scene, and this isn't a spoiler, that there is like a droid that's also a bounty hunter droid, and that's a very funny droid, and there's... They do it like Star Wars is always very good. I mean, except for the
first, movies, man.
Except for the first three movies. I mean, the prequels. Those are
I didn't shy. Really like the last one either. The Last Jedi.
But Star Wars has the potential to just be very good if you take it, if you don't take it too serious, and if you
have a good story, and
if you have a good story, and this character creates a good story. Because you don't know anything about this character. He barely talks. You don't see any of his expressions. That's quite interesting, you know? It's a good movie. Good series, I think. An episode is like 45 minutes long or something like that. You have to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am going to.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty stoked already for this. Yeah. But it's not on Netflix. It's on Disney Plus.
Yes.
Okay. I need to find out a way to check it out, but I am going to.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You are next week. When are you going to the Joker?
I'm going to Joker tomorrow.
Okay.
And
with whom? With whom?
With some friends of mine. With Davey, the founder of Audio Geeks.
Yeah.
I believe it is the founder of Audio Geeks. Or one of the founders.
Are you excited?
For the movie.
For the movie.
Very much. Yeah, I really like to see where the story is going.
Yeah, I'm.
Well, there has been a lot of talk about this movie.
Yeah.
I'm very curious where that is from.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I really want to hear what you think about this movie. I'm
okay.
I'm really interested and let's talk about the next podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I'll talk about Joker.
Yeah.
And for now, maybe quick around. What have we done?
We have talked about these nice tortilla crisps.
Yeah. They got three bags.
Yeah.
Three bags out of five.
You gave a little. You gave a little trivia about the history of tortilla crisps and where they.
Yes.
Where they're from and how they are produced.
And where the name is from and what kind of name they have and what the difference is between tortillas and nachos.
Yeah, and now and then we talked a little about the Mandalorian and about your expectations for the Joker, which you're gonna see tomorrow.
Yes.
Or when this podcast gets out.
Like, yeah, that last week or two weeks ago.
I want to thank everybody for listening.
Yeah.
I want to ask you to write a comment, give us a like, subscribe.
Slide in our DM.
Slide in our DMs. You know how to find us by now, I think. And I want to thank Audio Geeks and Daisy and everybody from the team.
Until next time, that is how the crisp crunches.